So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the previous Mishnah regarding Tumas Mikdash or Kedashav, one who b'shegig unintentionally ate karbanas or entered the base of Mikdash while he was Tamei. And the Mishnah taught four cases. Yesh b'yediyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yediyah b'saif v'helem b'intayim harizah ba'ilu b'yarit. If he knew of Tumas Kedash or Mikdash before and after he committed the Avera, but forgot only in the interim, he brings a karban oilu b'yarit. Yesh b'yediyah b'tchila v'im b'yediyah b'saif seir hanasa b'fnim b'yem kipurim t'ayla atshi yavada lo b'yavi ba'ilu b'yarit. If he knew of Tumas Mikdash, Kedash or Mikdash, only before he committed the Avera, but he forgot during the Avera, and afterward he still did not become aware that he committed this Avera, the Sir HaChatos, whose blood was sprinkled inside the Kedash HaKadashim, together with Yom Kippur, delay his punishment, until he remembers the Tumas Kedash or Mikdash, when he must then bring a Karban El B'Yarid for a complete Kapar. Im B'Yadi B'Tchila B'Yesh B'Yadi B'Saif, Sir HaNasa B'Chutz B'Yem Kippur M'Chaper. If he did not know of Tumas Kedash Mikdash before, nor when he committed the Avera, and he only became aware of it afterward, the Sir HaChatas that was brought with the Musafin, whose blood was applied on the Mizbech HaChitzen, together with Yom Kippur, achieved complete Kapara. And he cannot bring a Karban El B'Yared because there was no Yediyah B'Tchila. Im B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Im B'Yediyah B'Saif. If he did not know of Tumas Kedash Mikdash not before and not after he committed the Avera, there's a Machlekes. Behuda says that the Sir HaChatas that was brought with the Musafin on Yom Tov and the Sir HaChatas that was brought with the Musafin on Rosh Chodesh achieved complete kapara for this Avera. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, only the Sir HaGolim achieved kapara for this category of Im B'Yedi B'Chlal, but the Sir Rosh Chodesh does not achieve kapara for this category. The Gemara now begins with the source for the first case. Yesh B'Yedi B'Tchila B'Yesh B'Yedi B'Saif, maybe Oil B'Yared. Because the pasuk of Oyel Yerid states, "Oy nefesh asher tige b'chol davar tamei, oy benivlas chayet tamei, oy benivlas beimet tamei, oy benivlas sheretz tamei, benele memenu v'hu tamei v'ashem. Oy kiyiga b'tumas adam l'chol tumasa asher yitma ba, benele memenu v'hu yad v'ashem, v'hevi es hashem l'ashem." The pasuk only mentions that the person became tamei, which in and of itself is not a transgression, but the pasuk does not specify which transgression he committed while he was tamei. And as the Gemara explains, the pasuk could be referring to three possible transgressions of Tumah. Tumas Kedash, one who ate a carbon while he was Tumah, which bemazed it intentionally is punishable with Karas. Or Tumas Mikdash, one who entered the base of Mikdash while he was Tumah, which bemazed it is punishable with Karas. Or Tumas Truma, one who ate produce of Truma while he was Tumah, which bemazed it is punishable with Misa B'Dei Shemayim. David the Bryce explains that She'en Lakaz Medaber Ela B'Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. The pasuk of Oil of Yerid refers only to Tumas Kedash and Tumas Mikdash, but not to Tumas Truma, based on the following. The pasuk of Oil of Yerid refers to Tumas Kedash because there is a gzereshava of the word behema. The pasuk here of Oil of Yerid states, Oy benivlas behema temeya, which is superfluous because it's included in Oy benivlas chaya temeya, since behema b'chlal chaya. And the pasuk of Achilas Kedash b'tumas states, V'nefesh ki siga oy behema temeya, v'ochel mibsar zevach hashlamim, just like there, Behem refers to Tumas Kedash, so to here, Oil of Yerid refers to Tumas Kedash. And the pasuk of Oil of Yerid refers to Tumas Mikdash, because there is a gzirishava of the word Tumasai. The pasuk of Oil of Yerid states, L'chol Tumasai. And the pasuk in Parashas Parah of Tumas Mikdash states, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, Tameyia Oy Tumasai Bay. Malahalim Tumas Mikdash, Avkan Tumas Mikdash. Just like there, Tumas refers to Tumas Mikdash, so to here, Oil of Yerid refers to Tumas Mikdash. And the pasuk of Oil of Yerid does not refer to Tumas Truma because there is no gzera shava for Truma. And therefore the superfluous word ba is not needed to exclude Truma, but rather l'rabbis nivlas oif tahar. The word ba comes to include one who became tame from eating the nevela of a kosher bird and then committed Tumas Kedash or Mikdash, that he is also obligated to bring a karban Oil of Yerid. As the Gemara explains, ha'amrit ba mi'utahu, mishum d'mi'utahu ayater. Even though the word ba is generally an exclusion, nevertheless in this case ba is an inclusion because this pasuk has another exclusion at the beginning of the pasuk. Oy ki yiga. The exclusive word yiga implies devar negiya in, delav bar negiya loy. Only a tumah that comes through contact, but not nevelas eftar where the tumah comes only through eating but not through contact. And then the pasuk states asher yitma ba. The exclusive word ba also excludes nevelas eftar. Therefore have a mir achamirt, vein mir achamirt el l'rabbis. The two exclusions are considered an inclusion to include Nivlas Eftar for Karban Oil B'Yerid. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the second case of Tumas Mikdash or Kedashav, Yesh B'Yedi B'Tchila, V'Im B'Yedi B'Saif, Sir Hanas B'Fnim, V'Yemi Kippurim Taila, Atshi Yivadu Lo V'Yavi B'Oil B'Yerid. Because the pasuk of Sir Hanasa Befnim states, "V'chipra ala kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael u'mipesheim l'chol chatoisam." There are three other averes that are called tuma: avodah zarah, v'gila ra'is, v'shvichas damim. Nevertheless, the Sir Hanasa Befnim atones only for tumas mikdash u'kedasha based on the following. Yehuda says mitumis v'loy kol tumis, because the word mitumis implies that the Sir Hanasa Befnim atones only for some tumis, but not for all tumis. Now the question is, which tuma? Therefore, we apply the following mamatzino. Mamatzino shechilek akasim achlal kol tumis haba oima tumis mikdash u'kedashav avkan betumis mikdash u'kedashav. Just like the pasuk differentiates between tumas mikdash u'kedashav and other tumas, and that for tumas mikdash u'kedashav a oil of a yerid is sufficient, so to our pasuk differentiates between tumas mikdash u'kedashav and other tumas, and that for tumas mikdash u'kedashav the se'ar hanasa befnim, which is a carbon tzibur, can atone even for a yachid, an individual. Reb Shimon says mimikay mehu mocher. The source is in the actual pasuk that states v'chiper ala kodesh mitumais, mitumais shel kodesh, from the tuma of kodesh. Now that we have established that the Sir Hanasa Befnim atones for Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, the Braisa proceeds to explain that it atones only for Yesh B'Yidi B'Tchila, Ve'im B'Yidi B'Saif. But it does not atone for Yesh B'Yidi B'Tchila, V'Yesh B'Yidi B'Saif. Because the Pasuk states, U'mepishayim l'chol chatoisim. There is a hekesh, a comparison between Pishayim, which referred to Bemezit intentionally, and Chatoim, which referred to Bishayig unintentionally. Ma Pishayim she'enu b'nei carbon, af Chatoim she'enu b'nei carbon. Just like a Mezit is one who is currently not obligated in the carbon, so too this Shayig is one who is currently not obligated in the carbon, while Yeshba, V'Yeshba, is one who is currently obligated in the carbon oil of Yared. And the Sir Hanasa Befnim does not atone for Ein B'Yidi B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yidi B'Saif, even though they are not obligated in the carbon, because the pasuk states L'chol Chatoisim, which implies Chiv Chatois B'Mashma. The Sir Hanasa Befnim atones only for one that can eventually become obligated in the carbon if he recalls his transgression, while Ein Ba V'Yesh Ba cannot become obligated to a carbon even if he recalls his transgression, because there was no Yidi B'Tchila. Therefore, the Sir Hanasa Befnim atones only for Yesh B'Yidi B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yidi B'Saif, one who currently is not obligated to a carbon, but can eventually become obligated to a carbon if he recalls his transgression. This discussion continues in the next daf. And the sources for the other two cases of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav are discussed in the next few dafim.